Another week, another rather good Memphis wrestling episode. Now, like a lot of other Memphis wrestling episodes, when they don't have guest stars and that kind of thing, remember last week they had Alex Hammerstone? When there's no guest stars, you don't think, oh, something extraordinary happened, there were no title changes this week. It runs on, but they never give you a show that's not entertaining. Because as I say week in and week out, these wrestlers know who they are, they know what their characters are, they know how to wrestle, they know what the angles should be, there are good angles, there are family angles, it works really well. Now, let me take you through the show this week. Starting with the gun show, Brett, every rose it's on. Michaels is a great touch, and he's in with the Reverend Ash Taylor, because of course, Ash Taylor, the Ash Hole, as people tend to call him. Not me, Ash. Not me, Reverend. I wouldn't do that. Of course not. He tried to get, or his righteous Parth, tried to get Brett, or to get Brett, to sign up, and he ripped the pamphlet. I mean, John Dalton considered it for a while, didn't he? Or he teased us a bit. Brett Michaels doesn't do that. The gun show just ripped it up immediately, and there'll be a fight between Brett and Ash. That's kind of a mismatch. Ryan Rembrandt is there with him, and Ash does seem incredibly calm as Gunshow goes to take his first hit. But of course he is, because, and really, I mean, Brett should have realised this was going to happen. In comes Brother Bruce, in comes Ryan Rembrandt to attack him. However, he fights him off. Of course, he's a big dude. Spinebuster to Bruce. Ryan then begs off. There's a lovely moment where Ash Taylor, who is in the ring still, is standing in the corner, and Brett Michaels picks up Ryan Rembrandt in that delayed vertical suplex. I think there's a count of 24 this time, and he stares at Ash Taylor while he does it. In comes Morrow, who's Memphis Wrestling's version of Delirious, in my view, and distracts him so that Ash Taylor can hit him with the metal collection plate on his back, and there's a DDT to end, and Brett is left lying. This will not end here, will it? And it'll be all right. They're giving Ash Taylor an awful lot. They think a lot of him, clearly, and he's settling into that role, but I'm still not completely convinced. Anyway, here are the tag champs. Lord Gaston and Prince... No, not Prince. Sir Michael of... What was his name? Wilkinson. Sir Michael of... Sir Michael of... Wilkinson. I don't know. Anyway, they're really taking the mickey out of Big John Dalton. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's because he's there. It's great that they are saying, oh yeah, I'd like to have a go with him. Oh yeah, I would too. Mr. Michael, who is the junior matchmaker, of course, comes in. He happens to be there and says, you want to have a go? Okay. Big John Dalton versus Prince Gaston. Or Lord Gaston, or whatever it is. Today. And they don't seem concerned, the tag team champs, until Michael pops back in and says, oh, by the way, Matt, banned from ringside. Wait, Michael, says Lord Gaston. Great, really good. And things keep rolling on because we've got the Hollywood clique. Now, Jimmy Blaylock last week said he thought that the matchmaking was unfair. Van Vicious wasn't even in the Cobra Cup. He should have been, really, I think. And he would go over the head of Cobra, King Cobra, the matchmaker. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Jimmy won't be happy with that. And Mr. Michael, his junior matchmaker. Junior matchmaker, make me a match. And he did go over his head. He shouts at him as usual, does Jimmy. And he did go over his head. By the way, Jimmy rouses the fans up so well. They are chanting, you suck, almost immediately. And he wants them fired. He went over their heads, as Dustin tells us, and went to the championship committee, who have said they are now investigated. Now, Dustin says, I had nothing to do with it, Well, Dustin, I mean, really, you are the head honcho here, so I think you might have been consulted in this. That's the difficulty with leading the programme as the main announcer and also being the head honcho. So they are now being investigated. Now, in an investigation, often what happens is that because you're being investigated for nefarious activities, in this instance, you shouldn't continue with those nefarious activities. So, as King Cobra said, I just make the matches that people want. And he's always saying that. That's his defence, that's his mitigation. But really, they shouldn't be doing the activities that they are being investigated for, i.e. making matches, until the investigation is finished. Later on, they will be with DK and Ray Ray, and both of them, both matchmakers, will make a match and say, you want a tornado tag? Done. And when you're investigated, you can't be making matches. You're being investigated for your matchmaking activities. Or is it just an investigation with Jimmy Blaylock's matches? Or Van Vicious? I don't know, but surely they shouldn't be making matches. Anyway, there will be later on. He wants to make a match, says Cobra. I'll make one last match. Well, you didn't, did you? Because you've made a match later on in this programme. And he makes it, Van Vicious versus Michael. Instantly it's announced as the main event. Well, something's been bumped then for the main event. So the match between that, before that, should I say, is the Gaston versus Big John Dalton match. Was that supposed to be our main event? And now it's not. Oh, they'll be furious, those two. That's what happens in wrestling. I do know that. Now, Simon, who's just... Well, he's not happy emotionally, is he? Versus Jake Painter, who's the backbreaking artist, and I saw him in EPW recently. Now, Simon, I mean, Jake Painter does get some offense, but mainly it's Simon. Body slam throw, stands on his hair and pulls up on the arms. I love that. Chokes, he breaks at four. David Knight, the referee, is doing the count. I have till five, as Brian Danielson, in a different incarnation, would have said. And did say, in fact. And then we've got a back cracker from the backbreaking artist. Of course, lean into that. It spills to the outside, and Simon throws Painter to the wall, then grabs a chair, and he's told, if you throw that at him, I will call for a DQ. He throws it at him. DQ. He then hits himself in the head with a chair, just because he's getting angry, Simon, and continues with the chair shots, then very quickly leaves. As Terence says, it's Terence and Dustin, the dream team of Memphis Wrestling, on commentary this week. And as, because he's calling for the bell, is Terence, and he's hitting the bell, and he said, I might need this hammer. But he leaves really quickly, Simon. Terence is very angry, he sells it so well. Really angry, that's really well done. Now, out comes A. Washington, who says he's upset with somebody who was his brother in wrestling, who he drove up and down the road with. And we know who that's going to be. Now it's Blake Christian, who says that he thought he was his friend and he wants a match for the GCW Heavyweight Championship. So Blake will be coming back and that will be a great match. He calls himself one of the best wrestlers in the world, does he? He's very good. I don't know if he is one of the best, but he's very good. Blake is one of the best and very good. They might both be. It will be a stupendous match, surely. Looking forward to that. Out comes Aaron, because he thought probably it was him as well. He's going to call me out in a minute. Hang on, he's called out Blake Christian. Let's get out there. Come on, just in case. Just in case. Still love that. Let's get out there and cause some trouble. He lays him out. Then they seem to end up in the ring. Now, I don't know. I mean, they're scuffling on the outside, but it ends up in the ring. After all, it is wrestling. He gives him a huge urinagi. Out comes Tim Bosby. Just in case. Keeps Aaron back, because keep your powder dry and all that. And it looks like Zay and Boz, are going to be working together, which will be nice, actually. Now, after Tuma responds to the circus, Barnabas and Maurice the Strong, yeah, in a very intense promo, which is lovely, actually. We've got all the way Ray. Oh, it's a body in. Goes the extra mile for his swingers party. Let's call all the way Ray. I still can't get over that, I'm afraid. Versus main event Bradley. Ray hits a drop kick. Not main event Phil. Big nasty Phil. What was he called? Nine Finger Phil. What does that mean? Has he lost a finger? I've not noticed, you know. He gives a distraction for a Bradley dropkick. Jay Webb is in the crowd with popcorn. Fans are enjoying sitting next to him. And we've got that kind of Bradley obsession with him. I don't know what it is. I'm not quite sure it's fully formed. I just don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing more of it. We get a big main event Bradley clothesline. Ray comes back with a neck breaker, and then the sliced bread for the pin is lovely. Went all the way, Ray does it, and it was good while it lasted. Very nice. And here comes your main event. No, it's not the main event, but it should have been. It's Gaston versus Big John Dalton. Now, this is only smooth, only slow. It's smooth wrestling. It's nice. Gaston has some offense. He avoids a punch to begin with, because Big John Dalton telegraphs it, really. Smacks him one, but Dalton hits a smooth sidewalk slam for a three count. He gets the pin with a sidewalk slam. Even Big Boss Man didn't do that, did he? I don't think. Or was his finishing maneuver the sidewalk slam? Anyway, it's not your main event because Van Viskius versus Mr. Michaelis. And this is rather good. It's a wrestling test of strength. But after we've had some wrestling shenanigans, you know, who's more popular? Am I Michael more popular? Yes. Is Van Vicious? No. Is the referee? Yes, more popular than Van Vicious, as is pointed out by Dustout, of course. So that test of strength goes to a Michael armbar. He gets some punches in, winds up the right hand for ages. You know, he's been hitting him with the left. Winds up the right hand. Winds up the right hand. Can't speak today. And for ages, and then Van Vicious thinks, I've had enough of that. He's just watching him do it. Throws him out. But Michael slides back in. And when Van Viskius runs at him, there's gator feet. Van Vicious is thrown out of the ring. When he gets back in, there's a lovely, lovely, sweet Michael moonsault. And he kind of moves Van Vicious closer to the turnbuckle so that Secret Service, when he pins him, can put Van Vicious's leg on the ropes. He has to move him a little bit. It's all wrestling, isn't it? Then Jimmy Blaylock's on the apron for the distraction. Van Viskius gets the chain from Secret Service. Punch, done. Pin, out. Great stuff. Really good wrestling entertainment. And so was this whole programme. I mean, there were some things I thought, eh? But then that's wrestling, isn't it? Really well done. Memphis wrestling continues to be superb. And I love watching it. Ta-ta.